The vast majority of those who lined up before the doors of the Forum Theater were opened, and who ultimately spoke stood firmly against hydrofracking in New York State. Some, like State Assemblywoman Barbara Lifton, were disappointed with how regulators have handled the run-up to fracking.
There is no health study. There is no real plan to deal with the polluted wastewater. There is no assessment of cumulative impacts. There is no economic impact study, and on and on. While there have clearly been some improvements in this draft, many of these critical issues remain unaddressed.
Others, like Glenn Williams, just don't trust gas companies.
There's a smell in the air. The only ones that really know what's coming are the top people in the gas industry and most top-level politicians. They are colluding to reap profits from drilling at the expense of all of us.
The hearing was part of a comment period on a document called the Supplemental Generic Environmental Impact Statement, or ESGEIS. The ESGEIS is a review of the risks posed by hydrofracking for natural gas. If the state allows fracking to move forward, it will be because the ESGEIS says it can be done safely. And if the ESGEIS gives fracking a thumbs up, it will also identify the risks that have to be regulated against. Some at the hearings say New York just isn't ready. Not enough studies have been performed. Not enough is known about fracking's possible effects on air and water quality. Others say New York can never be ready, that fracking could never be safe no matter what. It's a small disagreement, and those two groups get along just fine. But if the public hearing in Binghamton is any indication, the divide between the pro and anti-fracking groups is unbridgeable.
Tell me where the jobs are going to come from, okay? They're going to come from gas drilling.
Excuse me. Hold the
That's
time.
Kenneth Folks. Williams, a farmer who spoke at the hearing in Binghamton, who appears to have gotten the gas industry's message loud and clear.
Natural gas is the cleanest burning fossil fuel we know of today. You want to clean up your air? Let's get rid of it.
The gas industry has never stood their
The scene outside the forum before the hearing started looked a lot like the fracking debate across New York. At either end of the block, the pro and anti-fracking demonstrators held signs and led the occasional chant. In the middle was what one police officer called the neutral zone. It was empty. Public hearings tend to draw out the most passionate advocates. And if you ask Loretta Sullivan, a member of the Tioga County Legislature, most people won't come and make their opinions known at public forums like this one.
My constituents reside in an area in the state where most of the gas development will occur or will start. They are part of the silent majority of hardworking landowners and community members. They are not highly funded activists who are bused to these hearings, but rather...
Please.
And so it went.
Please don't
there are many possibilities for what could happen after two more hearings at the end of the month and public comments end December 12th. The DEC could take to heart the calls for a detailed assessment of public health impacts. They could finalize the ESGEIS, sticking to their contention that the review is meant to be general and can't possibly predict every possible damage from fracking at the local level. One thing is for sure. There are going to be a lot of angry New Yorkers no matter what the DEC decides. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for InnovationTrail.org.